Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sometimes we see a story in the news and we go, let's talk about that. And that leads us to stories from listeners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some reason, Eric is fired up today about something.
I'm pretty peeved.
Okay. Well, yeah. The topic we're tackling right now is something that you think should be a law. So either you think something should be illegal or it's something everyone should have to do.
Sure.
Like there ought to be a law about blank. What is the problem today, princess?
Well, when you say it that way, I am done with cars. It should be illegal to have cars.
Oh, no.
Wow. Cars that look like police cars. It should be illegal for you to be pulling up behind me with your big honky-chonky little thing on the front of your car. That is for what? What? And not be a police car.
What do you mean honky chonky?
There's that black rail thing in the front.
That they use for pit maneuvers.
Oh, like the bumper thing on the front?
Yes, and it's so big, and it makes it look like you're going to arrest someone, and you're not.
How do you,
a white SUV.
How do you feel about undercover cop cars?
Well, that should probably be illegal too, but at least they've got a point.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
I don't think this was an undercover cop car.
Okay.
You just think it's somebody who put like a
honky-chonky bumper on the front of their car.
I need you to understand, in the history of the human language, honky-chonky isn't a thing.
It is.
It's not.
I call my dog honky-chonky sometimes.
Right. So then if I strap Swanson to the front of my car, people are like, is that a cop?
Well, honky-chonky.
He is pretty serious.
I mean, what?
No, but you know what you mean. When you're driving around, you're like, is that a cop behind me? Even if you're not doing anything wrong. Well, I was going to make myself pass out.
It would probably be better for all of us if you did.
Honky-tonky.
I agree. Especially some of them have the two tone. It's like the black and the white on the car.
You understand that old police cars get sold.
Guess what?
Like you can buy an old Crown Vic.
They should be required to be repainted.
Yeah.
It should be illegal.
Because some of them even get resold still with the little spotlight on the side. So they still have that.
That should be illegal.
You think there should be a...
Why wouldn't it just come with the handcuffs and everything too at that point?
And a gun. And a taser.
Yeah.
I don't need the fear of the police behind me when it's not.
It's funny that you say this because one of the big complaints we get every time we do this topic is people go, there ought to be a law that on the radio you shouldn't be allowed to do like... I forget what do they say? They say you shouldn't be allowed. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. You shouldn't be allowed to do.
It was like a sound or something.
Yeah.
If you're in your car and you're annoyed at soccer right now, so are we.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Don't play car horns, sirens, or crash sounds.
That Shaw Millionaire song, Riding Dirty. Has a really big car crash at the end or at the beginning. I can't remember.
Like that?
And you go, what just happened?
Can you imagine?
I don't want to do this, but I have a lot of cred riding on this. It's Chamillionaire.
Wow.
I think
I do that.
I feel like I have to.
What cred do you as a Parker ride?
People are going to be like, T-Hack, come on. You just let her butcher that?
Okay. So.
Weird.
If someone were driving around right now and they heard this. And then they look in their rearview mirror.
And there's a honky-chonky bumper.
Somebody's got a dachshund strapped to the front of their car.
No.
You don't even know what's happening right now. Okay. So we need better examples than the one we've got right now.
What?
No, I mean, I get it. I do agree. There is that thing.
Your body just jumps a little.
Yeah. I also think real cops shouldn't be allowed to drive 10 miles under the speed limit. Like, they just get on 470
and
go,
they wait for you.
And you're like, ugh. And then everybody just clumps up around them. And you're just like, come on,
right,
man.
You don't want to pass
it. Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing with all of this. You know what you're doing, whether you're the real cop or the pretend cop.
Like, you know what you're
you
doing.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, stop it.
This isn't preschool.
Thank you.
Yeah. No more
playing. All right. So if you want something to be a law, we might be able to make it happen. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
If I, I love getting mail. I've said that. People send mail. I answer.
Prisoners.
Yes. But if I get mail that is addressed current resident.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That shouldn't be allowed. That should be, you need to know who I am, who's living there in order to send me mail.
Or at least try.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that should be a law. Most of my mail right now is that. I've done a really good job. Yeah. I've done a really good job of shaking everybody off of my tree, if you will, all the direct marketers. Like, I don't, and now it's all current resident.
Hmm.
Makes me very mad. Yeah. I have one.
Okay.
I'd like to get to real quick. It was one that I saw on the internet, but I'd like to apply it to a little wider scope. They say there ought to be a law that you shouldn't be able to send sick kids to school.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am really glad you reacted that way, Aaron.
Oh.
I am getting my paycheck. That is different.
Yeah. You would still get it if you were at home.
Just call in sick. You're allowed to not send your kid to school.
It's school.
Aaron's in here like.
Right. Worse.
Rude.
She just keeps getting worse every day.
Worse and worse, and yeah. She keeps coming to work.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
I have like an immune
kids are always sick. Yeah, there's no, the kids are never.
What about adults?
Yeah. I
don't go to school.
But your kid goes to school. They're carrying the virus. They bring it home.
And
or Aaron's carrying
right
it.
Here.
Kids get sick all the time, no matter what. Like, no matter what you do, your kid will get sick.
No, there ought to be a law that if you're sick.
You can prevent your kids from getting sick.
How?
I'm asking. No, you can't.
Yeah, you could if the sick kids stop coming to school.
No. He's also saying, don't come to work if you're
just
sick.
Just don't come to work if you're sick. Don't come to work.
No. Oh, my God, T-Hack.
I've never called out sick.
He hasn't.
Get
and
over
it's weird,
it.
But he also doesn't get sick.
What are we doing? We're sitting in an office chair. Like, we can work.
I know, but I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring sickness to my mother.
Mm.
There it
is. Now then you should stay home.
No, that is not how that works. I'm with
right.
you, Slacker.
Aaron's sick. I'm not coming in.
Great.
Hack, did you have one you want to get off
I
your
do
chest?
I have one.
There ought to be a law.
I've lobbied for this before. I think that it should be illegal for you to need scissors to open the pack of scissors that you're buying. Like the new scissors. It should be some sort of oat packaging.
Clearly, it just explodes when you hit a button and it goes.
Yes, I need scissors. Now I got to cut this open.
Yeah,
I
you're right.
It's a never-ending
so
loop.
It's so meta. Yeah.
And it's dumb. It should be illegal.
They shouldn't put scissors in such a... You're right.
Do they still?
Yes.
Yeah.
They put that thing on the outside and you're like, huh.
Yeah, the plastic part on... Yeah.
I have to go to a friend's house and go, you have scissors? And you're like, no. You seem to be holding some. And I'm like, I know.
Well,
I can't get to
them.
I know. Ridiculous.
Okay. All right. This was dumb. But if you...
yep.
It was honky-chonky.
If you have something that drives you nuts enough that you want to create a law...
Slacker.
What? 303-222-5423.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to people about what ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm.
Things that make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, what's this person? Do they have one or what's their problem?
No, they're just upset with you.
Oh. Why would anybody be upset with me? Claudia?
Yay, beautiful people. Happy New Year. But you, Slacker, there should be a law where it says you can't put sounds and horns and police on the radio to a 61-year-old lady.
Slacker.
Because I thought someone was following me.
Claudia, what's going on over there?
What's happening? It sounds like there's a lot of commotion where you're at. Are you okay?
She did.
Well, you're putting guns on me and...
Oh.
A baby.
Do you have a baby there?
Congrats.
I'm so mad at you.
What is happening? Okay, you're fine. I mean, just watch out. What?
Slacker!
Claudia! Oh, no.
Slacker, stop it.
We love you, Claudia.
Oh, man.
So did anybody text with anything good?
Yeah, there was a lot of chatter about cars and police cars and all that, but there should be a law that does not allow the commercials to get louder, especially the first one after a movie or
yes,
show.
There is one. Leave,
yes, but I don't know if it is in Colorado. I think it passed in California. What did I say?
It was kind of Colorado, but I'm going to let it slide.
Sorry.
I don't think it passed in Colorado,
but I think it passed in California. So we're getting there.
Maybe I don't know if it's on the radio. I think on the TV.
She's talking about TV.
Yeah.
TV, movies or shows.
I think it's a real thing.
Yeah. For sure. There's a couple others. Glitter should be outlawed. It's sticky and gets everywhere.
I'm just going to, did I do this on the air? Like yes. The New Year's thing?
Mm-hmm.
It should absolutely be
you
outlawed.
You referenced the dusty balls.
Yeah.
Oh.
When we talked about confetti.
Yeah. And then we got into the confetti.
Right. And there ought to be a law for people who walk slow in aisles but take up the whole aisle and don't realize that there are others around on top of that.
You know what we should do to those people?
No.
Sorry, I'll come up with a different one.
Gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.